Whether we realize it or not, deception is a tool of trade that we often use without even thinking about it, indeed sometimes without even uttering a word. When was the last time that you deceived someone, even just perhaps a little bit? Hi, I'm Bernie Diamond and welcome again to Fresh. Much of what we know about someone comes from observing their face, which, by the way, has some 23 different surface landmarks and non-verbally is the most expressive part of the human body. We use the 53 muscles in our head, face and neck to instinctively convey meaning. So in an instant, you can smile, pout, frown, wink, engage, dismiss, enrage, offend, encourage, all without saying a single word. A person's face is the window to who they are. But sometimes we put on a face. We're pretty good at hiding our true feelings and pretending one thing on the outside while something else entirely is going on the inside, meaning that what people see isn't what they get. So let me ask you, what faces do you wear? What things do you hide? Because you don't even have to open your mouth to tell a lie, not at all. You can do that simply by smiling at someone who's annoying you. It's that easy. And the more you do that, the more you feel like a fraud and ultimately the fewer people who are going to trust you. That mismatch between who we are on the inside and who we pretend to be on the outside will not only tear us apart, but our relationships too. So here's some wise counsel from God, Ephesians chapter 4, verse 25. So you must stop telling lies. You must always speak the truth to each other because we all belong to each other in the same body. What people see of you is exactly what they should get of you. That's God's word, fresh for you today. It's just amazing how God's word is able to go right to the heart of a matter, even something like deception that we often ignore. That's why it's so important to receive His word into our hearts. So you can receive this devotional into your inbox each day. Just stop by at ChristianityWorks.com and you'll see the fresh sign up right there at the top of the homepage. And when you do subscribe, you'll immediately receive a copy of my ebook, How Can I Hear God Speak to Me? That web address again is ChristianityWorks.com.